Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
We bring you highlights from day one of the inaugural Blue Mountain Coffee Festival on today's edition of Calling Farmers. Stay with us to hear more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
When you take on McFashion, you can eat more than a food.
Do you have something new that you have developed or come up with that can benefit the whole away? Then enter the National Innovation Competition, win cash grants, business development support, and gain recognition for innovations and inventions. See the press for more details or contact the Scientific Research Council at 927-17714. Applications close on April 30th.
Day one of the inaugural Blue Mountain Coffee Festival got underway on Friday, March 23, in the cool hills of Newcastle St. Andrew at the Jamaica Defence Force JDF training camp. The Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, and the Jamaica Agricultural Commodities Regulatory Authority were the agencies responsible for the day's activities. The focus, connecting farmers with local and international buyers and business development workshops for coffee industry players.
Today was dedicated to our farmers, to speak to our farmers about the business of not just farming, specifically to coffee. What do you do with roasting? How do you manage? What about the business of coffee? That there are other things to coffee, producing coffee. There are other things we can do with the coffee beans.
Tourism Linkages Network Project Manager Carolyn MacDonald Riley. Farmers from St. Andrew, St. Thomas, and Portland came out in their numbers to learn more about how to keep their operations viable.
They welcome the presentations. For some of them, it's a refresher, but just for reinforcement, it's always useful. Best practices and other things are always changing.
Chief Executive Officer of RADA, Peter Thompson. One of the highlights for the day was a special presentation on the AgriLinkages Exchange Alex platform. The platform is designed to facilitate the purchase and exchange of goods between farmers and buyers within the hotel industry.
We are currently in the training phase. For the next 3 months, we are hoping to train our hotel side and our farming side. And this training is being done between the Ministry of Tourism and RADA to ensure that persons know how to use the system.
Mrs. MacDonald Riley says day one was successful. Let's hear what some of the farmers had to say.
We come and enjoy ourselves and get some good experience that we hope to continue to go ahead with it.
I enjoy and I learning at the same time.
I think the seminar today was excellent.
The presentation has been pretty good. It's informative.
Stay tuned to Calling Farmers to get updates about the AgriLinkages Exchange Alex platform and other noteworthy developments in the sector. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. If you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. Translation, if you cannot stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Boy, toward the year move fast. I sue some again in a...
So we apply for the fidelity.
Well, me no want to stay there, sinner. So I go look at some job.
Where I go find that?
No, no yet, sinner. But I want to check out the Hope Youth Summer Program.
Good idea. Might as well me try to do that too. Tell me when I go apply.
And now we're too long, na. I going right now to apply.
The Hope Youth Summer Work Program, bringing work and career experience to Jamaica's youth 17 to 29 years old. Application period February 12 to April 13. Apply now at any HeartTrust NTA or NYS office islandwide. For more information, call 754-98168.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, learn to recognize when you are approaching your breaking point due to stress and take a break. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.